we'll get started here. Before the main event, the coordinators asked me to say a few words about the wiki space that has been created for your program. So I'll do that. I'll take about 10 minutes to do that. This isn't the how-to. I just want to show you how other programs have used their wiki space for professional, both sharing information professionally and as a network among the participants. So, how do you find it? Well, you've got a home page. Here's the home page of the KITP, and at the moment you have your icon up here, but so long as the program is going on, there'll be a link over here, which will take you to this page, home page for the program, and down here you'll have a link to photos of the other participants and talks. Everything here is recorded by default. If you're giving a talk and you do not want it recorded, you can opt out. Or if you want to only have so much of it recorded, you can do that too. You just have to let us know. And then there's a link to your wiki space. So you can get there from here, from there, and here's what that home page looks like. And I'll just run through a few of the properties. Down here, links back to the KITP various pages, like the KITP calendar for the week. In case you haven't found it, there's a participant list for the program somewhere here, which lists all of the people who have confirmed their participation. And this can be sorted by arrival date or departure date, so you can get all the information you want there. And then there's a lot of other useful information around this site. Oh, there it is. Such as the useful information page. There's a distribution list, which you may already be on. It contains all of the people who are here this week and all those who are supposed to be coming next week. And it's a revolving list. And if you're not getting messages, it's probably because the mailbox we have on file isn't the same as the mail domain that you're currently using. So you can just add yourself, as explained here. And if you want to get off of the list, you can also take yourself off. And there's a lot of other information on here about the regular events that occur, how to acknowledge KITP in publications, maps of the building and the campus. There's a secret shower upstairs. For those of you who have long bike rides, it's not too widely. It already gets a lot of surfer use, and that's why it isn't more widely known, but you're welcome to use it. What else? Okay, here's some of the other programs that have used it in the past. You can decorate with photographs if you like. And then there's also a page for arranging a social activity. They have some nice graphics, but they happen to have left the various places they went to. So if you don't have any idea where to go, a lot of these sites still can give you some hints. And the way one can use a wiki to organize that is much simpler than using email. We are all tired of getting too many messages in our inbox. All you have to do is, this is a sample on your site, all you have to do is, whoever's arranging it, and it's sort of self-organizing, put up when you're going, where you're going, maybe with a link or a map, and ask people to sign up and say whether they need a ride or they can take others, and then just get together at whatever time you want to convene or meet there. There's some other information. I see Tim was active the other night. I'm glad to see Tim Nelson, if you haven't met. We should have people already met, introduce themselves this week? Yeah, okay.
One of the grad students here, so I know
what right. You're yes, I know.
Say a thing or two.
He'll take you on a bike ride. And there's information about hiking, and Tim's put some stuff up here about cycling, and Joe also is involved in that. And there are some others. If you want to get a group together to go hiking on the weekend or something, this is a great way to do it. If you talk physics while you're hiking, that's okay too. Now, one of the most important pages is this talks and discussions page. This ought to be your primary source for the schedule. In fact, again, to save exchanging emails, the coordinators may send you reminders like the seminar is starting in 10 minutes, but our staff will take the KITP calendar from here. You don't have to be sending messages about when you're going to do that. They'll go to each of the wiki spaces for each of the programs and just grab the talk schedule for the next week. So you have to have the next week up by roughly noon on Friday to get on the written calendar. So you ought to bookmark this. Sometimes people add links to papers or so and so forth. Maybe we should pull the door a little bit. It's kind of noisy. You can look around. I'll show you how to find these, but there are lots of programs that have used it in various ways. This group from that finished toward the end of April was extremely active using their wiki, and they formed a lot of topical discussion groups and kept various kinds of links and information. Sometimes people would have a diary, sometimes they would recruit a volunteer and so forth. In fact, one of these groups is still using their wiki as a means of continuing a collaboration that was started here. So that's another nice use of such a platform. Another page you can go to is one we now call professional profiles or something. What do we call it? Research profiles. You can add a line or two. Where was I? This was from the ADS-CMT workshop a couple years ago. You can add a line or two about what you're interested in to make it easy for other people to find people with similar interests. And if you do it right, it'll automatically create this table of contents over here. The climate change program was also extremely, found their wiki very useful. They had papers, questions. I don't know if they used the references much. Yeah, they put up review art. This was an area where a lot of people were either new to the area or new to some facet of the area, like pyrogeography, which has to do with fires. You know, all these studies that talk about how much carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere and stuff? It turns out they don't include wildfires, and nobody knows how much they're leaving out. I mean, very interesting. There was a review article in Science written by about 20 of these people after this program, emphasizing how little they knew about the effects of wildfires. So that was one outcome of this program. There were some ecologists here. We had fires, by the way, during or shortly before this program. Wildfires we had for a couple of years running.
They probably had a good reminder.
And this is an ecologist. They cut down a lot of. They had to cut away a lot of the burned vegetation. This is one of the ecologists telling about the history of the forest here. That's kind of nice. And again, they just put up short, brief research profiles here, sometimes with links to a homepage or something else. So, how to get started? We have some advice on your homepage here about getting started, and there's a practice wiki space that I set up here, which illustrates a lot of the capabilities, and you can just play around here. You can go to a practice page and click on edit and just see how I link to a tide chart or how I put a PDF file up. This platform is menu driven. If you get into the editor, the editor has a wiki, is a WYSIWYG editor. Now, I'll have to explain what this is some other time. But basically, it's fairly transparent if you used any such editor before, whether it's Microsoft Word or Google Docs or whatever you've used. You don't really have to know very much. It's self-guiding, and they keep it simple. In fact, the biggest users of this particular Wikispaces platform are teachers and students from kindergarten to 12th grade. And they keep it very, you know, when I learned that, I said, that's for me, you know. So they keep it fairly easy to use, but that doesn't mean that it isn't more sophisticated than it looks. For example, it can interpret LaTeX, so you have no problem if you want to write equations or anything. This is the code that produces these symbols, or there's another illustration down here. You just have to surround it with this math brackets, and it'll interpret LaTeX. So, and it can interpret a lot of other languages as well. So there's a lot of things it can do if you want to play with it some more. Oh, I forgot to mention, we have a couple of important people to introduce you to. Hannes Roberts over there and Grant Larson down at the end have, it says, been volunteered by their advisor over there. But they're actually at least one of them is pretty good. I bet you at least one of them created a nice logo for your program here. And so if you have any problems or questions about how to do something, they're your first line of resource, and I will be helping them as necessary, or I'll be learning from them. There are a few other things I need to tell them about. They're basically, the way it's set up is you have to be a member. Anybody can look at the site. You don't have to be a member. But if you want to be able to edit a page or add, every page has, I don't think there's anything on the reference page, but every page has a bulletin board linked to it where you can make comments about what's on the page. And don't worry about screwing things up, because it keeps, just like the Wikipedia, it keeps a history of all the previous edits. So you can always get back. If you screw something up, you can always get back to where you were. And every page has a notify me link, or where, if you wish, you can get notified of any changes on that page, either by email or by an RSS feed to your reader. If you don't know what that, if you use, how many people use readers, by the way? Not very many. Some. It's just a device. It's like a rule for feeding certain messages into a certain folder. That's all it is. But it's nice because it doesn't clutter up your inbox. And so I recommend it. So, and you can do whatever else you want. For example, I put up a news item last night that might even be relevant with an article, a link to an external link to an article, and the slides that were presented last weekend in blah. Okay, so any questions? Oh, there was one last thing I wanted to show you. If you want to see on the practice site, I have a list of all the previous programs that have wikis, which now goes back almost 6 years. And they're getting more and more widely used as people learn to use wikis in other contexts as well. So I recommend this as a very useful adjunct. It's sometimes a way that people stay in touch after they've left, they've gone home, but they want to find out what's going on, or they may even want to comment on what's going on. And it's a way that people who are coming can see what happened. And it's of great value to the organizers because we ask them to prepare a summary at the end of the program. And basically, if they've got a good wiki space, they can just print out a bunch of pages. Okay, any questions?